that poem, Spice the Soldier, will be read by Neil Brown. The Soldier by Rupert Brooke. If I should die, think only this of me. A bare some corner of a foreign field, this forever England. There shall be, in that rich earth, the richer dust concealed. The dust that England bore, shaped, made aware, gave, once her flowers to love, a ways to roam. A body of England's, breathing English air, washed by the rivers, blessed by the suns of home. And think, this heart, all evil shed away, pulse in the eternal mind, no less, give somewhere back the thoughts by England given, the sights and the sounds, dreams happy as her day, and laughter learnt of friends, and gentleness and hearts of peace, under an English heaven.
He killed on November the 4th, just a week before the end of the war. It's somewhat ironic that news of his death reached his parents on November the 11th. Peter Walker will now read one of Wilfred Owen's poems entitled Anthem to Doomed Youth.
The passing bells for me, the joyous habit. All in the most profound of our lives. All in the most profound of our lives. And have their hasty voices. No mockers now for them. No prayers, no bells. Nor any voice of mourning save the choirs. Children empty choirs of wagon shells, and bugles warning them from sad sorrows. So candles can be held to speak them all. Not in the hands of boys, but in their eyes, shall shine the only glimmers of the boys. The power of girls' brows shall be their core, their flowers the tenderness of patient minds, and each slow dust.
We come to the very reason for gathering here today, to honour and remember the men of Aqueduct who gave their lives in two world wars. I'll ask the Reverend Henry Morris to offer prayers, then read the names from the roll of honour. During this time, a cross will be laid to represent each fallen hero.